We experience several rejections in our lives. We are rejected because people do not like our color, religion, race, or language we used. We are rejected because of our opinion, insights, or ideas. We are rejected because of our stand to issues and concerns. Some people were rejected because they do not understand the others. At the end, they prove them wrong. For example, Albert Einstein was a theoretical physicist widely regarded as the most important scientist of the 20th century. He was awarded the 1921 Nobel Prize for Physics for his explanation of the photoelectric effect in 1905 and for his services to theoretical physics. Most of us take Albert's name as synonymous with genius, but he didn't always show such promise. Einstein did not speak until he was 4 and did not read until he was 7, causing his teachers and parents to think him mentally handicapped, slow, and antisocial. Eventually, he was expelled from school and was refused admittance to Zurich Polytechnic School. In 1905, the University of Bern flunked a PhD dissertation because it was fanciful and irrelevant. Thomas Edison developed many devices which greatly influenced life in the 20th century, holding 1,093 U.S. patents to his name. But in his early years, teachers told Thomas Edison that he was too stupid to learn anything. Work was no better as he was fired from his first two jobs for not being productive enough. Even as an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. Isaac Newton was the greatest English mathematician of his generation. His works on optics and gravitation made him one of the greatest scientists the world has ever known. But when he was young, he did very poorly in grade school, so poorly that his teachers were clueless as to how to improve his grades. When he was put in charge of the family farm, he failed miserably, so poorly in fact that an uncle took charge and sent him off to Cambridge, where he finally blossomed into the scholar we know today. Rejection can frustrate us, but in today's gospel, Jesus is teaching us that this must not be the case. If we experience one or more rejections, he too was rejected, denounced, received harsh words because of familiarity, faith, and skepticism on him, most especially his own people from his own town. Jesus was rejected but it does not hinder and disturb him to continue doing the will of the Father. There's one thing that is truthful in rejection. It will make you stop being who you are and doing what is best. My sisters and brothers, there are many moments in our lives that we are discouraged and dampen our spirit. I was assigned here in Calgary in 2016. In my first year here in Canada, after my Mass, I was approached by a lady while doing my morning prayer and told me, "I do not like the way you speak and your English." I was shocked, frustrated, sad, and even stopped my prayer and reflected on it. Even now, I'm still struggling with language, and led me to exert more effort and try the best that I can. Also, when I wrote a perspective in the bulletin, I received an email telling me something like this: "You must not write about this thing because you do not know the history of our country and you are not a Canadian." Rejection leads us to strive more and do the best that we can, not to prove that they were wrong, but because we love our work, we are happy and must not stop doing it. Jesus is telling us in our gospel today, "You experienced rejection and people despised you. I also experienced that. Do not be discouraged, but still continue doing it with love and humility, not only for yourself, but for those people who believe in you." Dave Willis, an American voice actor, said, "Don't worry about other people's opinions about you. God never told you to impress people, but love them." The story of what happened to Jesus when he decided to return to his town is a familiar story, one that happens to all of us. We achieve wonderful things far away from home, in another city, or perhaps in some other parts of the world, where we are not well known. Then the time comes when we know we must return to our country and teach there, and we find that people at home do not see us in the same way. Also, we are being reminded by St. Paul in our second reading. Jesus said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And from an unknown author too, he said, "Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success." So let us not be discouraged. Hold on to your aspirations. Believe in yourself. Pray and trust the Lord and do the best that you can. Let this be our prayer. As mentioned in our second reading by St. Paul, "Lord Jesus Christ, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of you may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of you. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Amen.